Yeah. It's Young Flex underscore TWC 215. Y'all know what it is. New episode today. Hope everybody had a blessed day and enjoying the finish of their day. Hope everybody getting that cake today, because I am. My check come tomorrow, so I'm going to get paid and I'm going to make them boos clap tomorrow, bro. Clap, 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 clap. Sorry, no. But no, I'm going to get into the top of the day. The top of it is some... where my paper is at? Where my paper's at? Where my paper's at? Okay. The topic of the day is... How does it feel to be lonely, guys? Ladies, how does it feel lonely? Are you looking for a companion? Do you want somebody to be around you every day? Are you that clingy person? Do you like to be talked to nicely or roughly? Tell me. If not, then be lonely. Because that's what you're going to be. In relationships, it's a structure. It's a manuscript to that. When you first start out, to me, it's like an interview. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to figure out that person. You know what I'm saying? It's a structure to everything in this world. But loneliness, I don't give a fuck, nigga. I'm a single-ass nigga. I'm kind of lonely my damn self. But I ain't even going to trip off of that. But listen, loneliness, it can be both ways, you know? It depends on the person, I say. I always say it depends on the person, because not everybody is the same person. I heard ladies saying that they don't want to mess with a man because of he probably got 4 or 5 kids or he a dog. And then you got boys like, man, I'm just trying to get my money. Them bitches be running through like hoes and shit. Them thoughts off the block. So, you know, it's all type of loneliness. So you're going to be lonely, you're going to be lonely. You know what I'm saying? Just get that bread. That's all I got to say. Get that bread. Get that bread, you be good all the time. You know what I'm saying? Listen. But no, man. I mean, lonely can be good and bad. How you take it. By bias and double standards, how you take it. Because, you know, everybody's different. You know, I know a lot of girls that don't like to be lonely. You know what I'm saying? They need a man. Literally, they need a man. Literally, they need a man. And these are my strong women right here. Listen, I understand where y'all coming from. Like, y'all don't need no man. Y'all just want to fucking control a nigga. That's what it is. That's why y'all use that I'm single and I don't need a man for nothing. No, you trying to find that whip in your back pocket to listen, I'm a lawyer. I got millions of dollars and I ain't trying to fool no refuelery. And guess what he gonna be like? She got money. You gonna run into them niggas like that. Those some fuck boys. Them F boys. I'm tell you straight up. Those are the ones that's going to follow your whole command. You're going to be the dominatrix chick. You're going to be beating that nigga, putting dildos up that nigga ass, all type of shit. Because, you know why? He a fuckboy. All he care about is getting his way. You know what I'm saying? It's like a guy meets a girl and he think that the girl just love him. It's love for who he is. But she a gold digger. Facts. You know what I'm saying? She a gold digger. She only looking for that gold. You know what I'm saying? She see... She hit 30K, that bitch gonna suck your dick like crazy. You know what I'm saying? She hit 30K, you know how much stuff you can buy with her 30K? Then you lose that 30K. Guess what she gonna do? Move to another nigga with a 50K. And that nigga love low. Move to a nigga with a 100K. And that nigga get low. Move to a nigga with a half mil. Boom, boom, so on. Just like any nigga, you know what I'm saying? I can tell it. All of us the same, that energy is just, we just carry two different tools on our bodies. You dig? Two different tools. But we play that same role game. You know what I'm saying? It's just you do it the feminine way, we do it the masculine way. You gotta understand that situation, you know what I'm saying? But lonely ain't all bad, you know what I'm saying? Cause you can find a lot of things about yourself being lonely. Trust me. You read some books, you know, listen to some music, you know what I'm saying? Watch some little movie, whatever, and find out all type of drama, and then figure out your compatible, or find your comparison, and all that. See where you fit at in this world, you know what I'm saying? Where I fit at, I'm gonna be damn lonely for my damn self. I'm gonna be straight up. I'm always gonna be lonely. I mean, if a girl comes to my world, whatever, I'm gonna be lonely with a girl, because she not gonna fill that pot that I'm looking for. I'm already just destroyed by everything I read, and the 48 laws and the 400 years of slavery and oppression and all that stuff, man. That all that stuff is just bullshit, man. It made all us dark Malatin people all confused, you know. You know, shout out to Nat Turner, man, for making that Bible for us. You know what I'm saying? Nat Turner, nigga, you controlled the whole system with that shit, nigga. Nigga, if you would have just told us some real shit about that Bible, we would have been like, man, fuck that Bible. But at the end of the day, it gave people hope. That's all I can say. It gave my grandfathers, my grandma, my forefathers, all of them hope to slide off that nigga white oppressor beating the shit out of them. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about that stuff right there. But you know what I'm saying? You know, but then we got these, we got these marriage people. They'll say some dumb stuff to single people, like, and I wish they would never say it to people ever, ever, ever again. Don't get married. Or don't be that. Dude, you should have been fucking lonely your whole damn life. Why would you bring up that type of question or, matter of fact, that opinion for yourself? You should have kept it to yourself. Cause a nigga like me, what if I'm not lonely? What if I'm looking for a companionship or whatever like that? You know what I'm saying? You're gonna be like, don't get married. No, 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 you don't want that. I hear that all the time when I'm single. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I hear it all the time. So that makes me scared. Makes me shocked in my soul. Like, god damn it. Is it really that bad to be married? Like, I'm not saying I wasn't engaged before. I was engaged and all that. And, you know, I had to go through the anniversaries. One joint, she wanted a monthly anniversary every month. Like, she'll text me, happy first month anniversary, happy second month anniversary, happy third month anniversary. Like, I was like, god damn it. Like, what you doing today? That's how I would just go by. Like, you ain't gonna say happy anniversary back? Like, literally, like, an anniversary. Then I already got to do your birthdays. Then I got to do Valentine's. Then I got to do, if I bang you, bust a nut in you, have a baby, it's Mother's Day. I got to do Mother's Day. I got to do all type of stuff. I got to do spontaneous stuff with that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I'm not built for that stuff like that. But, like, you know what I'm saying? I just got old. Really, I just got old. For real. I got old as shit. My young energy is just like, you know what, bro? You know, I didn't bust half of them bitches around this month. Excuse my language. Bust half of these chicks around here. Up and down. Listen, I ain't never hit a lot of chicks in my city. I'm from Philadelphia. I be doing a lot online shit too. You know what I'm saying? Ain't never been catfish in my life. You know what I'm saying? Thank God for that. The high power to all that. You know what I'm saying? All good energy to that. I'm blessed. You know what I'm saying? I ran to some bad joints. But then when you run into them joints, you find out, like, yeah, they don't fit the whole scripture. They don't fit it all the time. You know what I'm saying? So I try to figure that whole thing out. Like, why? Why they don't fit the whole scripture? You know what I'm saying? You expect, like, by you being from another city and they from another city, like, you know, we should have some different conversation. And it be different conversations. It be all type of stuff. Like, I be learning stuff from her side and she be learning stuff from my side. You know what I'm saying? But then at the end of the day, once we start to dial that stuff down, start talking about real life, that's when the really questions start coming in. Well, how many babies you want? Or do you see yourself married? Or will you marry somebody? Are you a good man? Are you a good gentleman? Do you do birthdays? Do you do anniversaries? Do you really love somebody? Like, they're like, whoa, you hit me with all these questions, man. 21 questions, I gotta become lonely again. You know? But I understand what that is. It's like an interview process, you know what I'm saying? Loneliness, to me, I love it. Some people hate it. Some people hide and say they lonely, but they not really don't want to be lonely. Me, I tell that girl, listen, I ain't with all everything. Listen, if I text you, you got a fat ass or you looking cute, whatever like that, play along. But if you comes correct, I'm going to come correct too, because I know how conversations go. You know what I'm saying? I know how some girls be like, they be down for it, some girls don't be down with it. So I had to put my shot out there. So I hit it with the little, trying to fuck. You know what I'm saying? Then they be like, what? When I get that what, I be like, no, I'm just JK. I'm JK with you. But then when she say, I'm saying, I'm trying to fuck, she be like, when? And I give her the date, she said, all right, bet. Now, here's the thing about that. That's another topic, but we still on a lonely topic right now. I'm going to get to an episode about when you hit a chick up and she said that she going to do all these things for you, and then you get in front of her and it doesn't happen until you get the liquor or the weed or something like that, turn that chick up, whoo, she gonna be sloppy toppy, drop it, clappy, all type of shit, bro. I'm telling you, all type of shit that shit goes down with that. Like, I'm telling you, that's life right there, man. Listen, I'm still growing. I'm only in my 20s, and I'm about to end it in the next month, brother. I'll be 30. And I looked at my life like, damn, I'm 30. But I don't feel 30. I don't know what 30 feels like. I just know that I'm just here breathing. The most scary thing about was being 20 was when they say you have to get past 21. If y'all ever seen Menace to Society, or don't be a menace to society drinking beer in the hood. Listen, you see what happened with 21-year-olds, 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds. You know what I'm saying? People ain't making through those times. You know what I'm saying? I came through the trenches, whereas though, niggas was shooting everywhere. Everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I had to duck. They ain't had to carry nothing, but I just knew where to go. And I was one of them smart niggas. Listen, I ain't going down that block. Niggas around there shooting motherfuckers up. I'm going to go down this block. Most of my homies be like, nigga, you pussy. Ain't nothing pussy around here. Go ahead, walk down there. And boom. This nigga get shot in the leg. Cause I told you, nigga, wisdom. Wisdom. Think smart. Think intelligent. You know what I'm saying? I watch the news. My grandpa gave me a newspaper. You know what I'm saying? So I know how it is out there. Like, so I ain't trying to put myself in no harm's way, or I ain't trying to put nobody in harm's way. But if you put yourself in harm's way, don't put me in harm's way, because I'm going to be thinking. I'm always thinking. No matter where it at, how it is, I'm never freely, just going with the flow. I don't trust no fucking body. Everybody comes from a different household. If you ain't live in the same household as me, eat same table, play video games, all that dumb shit, you cannot understand my mentality. Only thing you understand is when I'm giving out into the streets. Understand that. Y'all be on some dumb shit, for real. And I don't be on that dumb shit. Niggas be trying to get shot and be on, yeah, I just got shot, now I'm a rapper. Yeah, I got shot, now I'm getting street cred. Yeah, I got shot, I'm going to find somebody. But guess what's going to happen? You're going to jail. You're going to be somebody's bitch. And now guess what's going to happen? You're going to be lonely. That's all I gotta say, guys. You know? But yeah, shout out to all my podcasters, everybody that's listening, and hopefully y'all give me some more plays on my ish. Cause I'm the ish. This is YoungFlex_TWC215 podcast. Holla at your boy. Bop. Don't be scared.